You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Good morning. No, it isn't an April Fool's. There is 21 centimetres on the initial report this morning. Yeah, with the snow ruler dusted off at 6:11. It was absolutely caked this morning. And I know you're up to, because you want to know all the deets, because man, it was warm yesterday afternoon and it didn't really drop below freezing until at Pig Alley, so like 1,800 metres, until about like 9 p.m. last night. So really warm at the beginning of the storm cycle, but the temperatures have really dropped off. We're talking minus 10 at 7th Heaven and the peak this morning, and the winds have definitely dropped too. Oh, they were rocking at 140 k's an hour from the south-southwest last night in the high alpine. Yeah, and they finally dropped to below sort of 80 kilometers an hour at around 10 o'clock. Yeah, consistently dropping as of then down in the alpine. So now we've got wind speeds of around 40 kilometers an hour. Well, max wind speeds of 40 kilometers an hour in the high alpine. So that is going to affect operations, much like yesterday, as forecast, early closures in the alpine, although the Whistler T-bar was still spun until 3 p.m. But yeah, Upper Peak to Creek isn't groomed today, this morning, although Catskinner is. So that's going to be a beautiful pitch to get after this morning. And yeah, what with those temperatures really dropping overnight, thankfully, we're going to have 20-something centimetres of pow. Yeah, not concrete, not cementimeters, at least first thing. But we're going to have a mix of sun and cloud. And as soon as that sun really packs a wallop, we're going to see a real change in that snow quality and solar-facing snow slopes, you know? Yeah, it's going to get heavy. So the earlier, the better, which is why I'm coming at you already caffeinated and ready to get up to the upper lots. I'm excited. Yeah, an April power day, because even around Pig Alley now, we're talking minus 6 to be the temperature. Same around the Catskinner weather plot, 1,600 meters. So super exciting to see a base now of, 1.4 something meters at the Catskinner weather plot. Still rocking at 2.3 at Pig Alley. But yeah, this fresh snow overnight is going to be good this morning. Yeah, especially with those high winds from yesterday. They'll create some really nice wind-loaded pockets, particularly in north-facing features. But yeah, expect a lot of AVI control this morning and some delay to alpine, the alpine lifts for sure. And therefore for visibility too, what lens to take today? It's tough to decide. It looks brighter to me than, as opposed to cloudy. So yeah, there's going to be a mix of sun and cloud today. And like I said, that sun is really going to impact the snow, and have your legs prepared for a lot of work on a choppy mashed potato ski out today as well, because the freezing level is going to go up. Mm-hmm. Even though we're going to have potential for a couple flurries when some clouds come through, we are going to see the freezing level rise to maybe 1,200, 1,300 meters. Yeah, so cool right now, of course, in the alpine, but potentially to warm up to, say, minus 3 around the roundhouse and rendezvous lodges. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, Upper Catskinner is definitely the run that you want to get after first thing this morning. And like I said, no Upper Peak to Creek groomed. Raven is groomed this morning, I noticed, which would be super rad too. But for our AVI risk, therefore, and we should be applying this, philosophy and concern to inbounds riding in steeper terrain right now, because we have considerable AVI danger still in alpine and tree line elevations, moderate below tree line. So the new storm snow will take time to settle, and the bulletin reads that we should start with conservative lines and watch for clues of instability. And we should be doing that inbounds as well, right? Especially because this overlies, a crust, a pretty mixed base. So take that into account for your riding today, because looking at the long range, it looks like Friday's Bluebird Day will want to pull people out into steeper terrain in the backcountry, because tomorrow we're going to have a mix of grey bird kind of conditions and some flurries with a couple centimeters lined up on the long range for maybe Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday next week. Mm-hmm. But for today, I'll see you up there. I'm excited. But let me give you a few more bits of intel for your day. Of course, your Road and Valley weather report is delivered by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Make sure you give him a call if you're looking for a new vehicle to adventure in the Sea to Sky. Because on the Sea to Sky yesterday, oh yeah, there was a little bit of pooling, especially around the Nordic bridge there, just north of that. So quite a lot of rain on the road last night, but luckily no snow for people who've been already starting on their gardening. And with a high of 6 degrees forecast today, 3 degrees cooler than yesterday, we'll see, what with a partly cloudy night, maybe a low of 0 degrees, but still into the minuses this week overnight, where dawn is coming in at like 6:42. -2 expected overnight on Thursday night, and then Friday too. So don't get too eager with your garden just yet. And yeah, I can't believe it. The solar eclipse is on Monday. But as somebody was trying to sell some glasses, it looks cloudy. I don't think we're going to be seeing much of that. It's just going to be a partial eclipse for us too at our latitude. But yes, 6 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud expected today. I wouldn't expect any major precip, but a low of 0 overnight tonight into tomorrow, where we'll see a slightly warmer day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So events for your Wednesday, April 3rd. There isn't a Let's Get Quizzical tonight at Tapley's. Stash and Abby are having some much deserved vacation. Have at her. And at the library today, of course, they have their amazing plethora of awesome programming that they always have on Wednesdays, brought to you by WCSS Outreach, along with what BC Employment Services drop in, all of those things. And Barbed Choir are meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. Yes. And there are some waitlist spots available, too, for the music together with Rachel Lewis this morning at 10 a.m. Yeah. Also for your Wednesday, I mentioned yesterday that Dino Groovin will be playing live music at the Mallard Lounge, with Ruckus Deluxe playing at the Dublin Gate. And I know I'm going to have to get there early today to enjoy the Hair Farmers at Merlin's. Yeah, they kick off at 3:30, but the queue has been massive all season. And with just a few more shows left, that'll be a busy après as well at Merlin's again. And the Freestyle Canada Cup is happening today. Yeah, in the Blackcomb Terrain Park for the next few days. It's the final Slopestyle and Big Air Canada Comp, actually, in the Canada Cup series. So you'll be able to see that, on Blackcomb Mountain over the next few days. True. And a heads up that at the Whistler Public Library tomorrow at 7 p.m., Stitches in the Stacks is happening. Yes, yes, yes. If you want to crochet, knit, do some fabric crafts at the library with some other like-minded people, that is your opportunity. And it is at 7 p.m. tomorrow. What else for your Wednesday? Some news from the municipality just from a few days ago. They have approved 4 value-in-kind lease agreements with 4 organizations that operate in the community. That means that AWARE, Whistler's Association, the Association of Whistler Area Residents for the Environment, along with the Conservation Officer Service and Sea to Sky Invasive Species Council, and the Whistler Adaptive Sports Program, those groups receive the agreements, and it means that they, those aren't charged for operating within the community to allow them, of course, to reach their goals, as nonprofits. So, yeah, that's exciting to read. Very great that that's been renewed. And I'll reiterate that, Friday's going to be sunny. So it'll be really fun to enjoy the patio party, the spring sessions that's happening with Double Park DJs just outside of Seppo's on, patio 1 till 4 p.m. on Friday. Oh, yeah, pack your sunscreen. In fact, you're going to want to pack your sunscreen today, too. Oh, yeah. The Anonymous Art Show that's got their buying night in just 2 days from now. That's right, on Friday. Soul Club, that's right, Ben Keating is going to be playing as well. That's going to be a hell of a party. It is the main fundraising event for Arts Whistler, and that is on Friday night. And there are hundreds of pieces of locally made art. Maybe you can guess which one Ben, aka Soul Club, actually made. Yeah, that's going to be this Friday night. It's a wonderful fundraising event, and I hope you can make it. And speaking of wonderful, I missed a birthday shout out just the other day. It seems that John Nicol's birthday was the other day. I'll give him a birthday shout out with a couple more on the way. Yeah, can you tell I'm caffeinated and keen to suit up and get in the car? Yeah, no major traffic at the corrals this morning, but I am seeing a few people northbound on the webcams already from Squamish. Yes, some keeners, I don't blame you. And I am keen to see, oh my gosh, a whole lot of Lead play at the GLC. They're going to be playing on Saturday, April 13th. That'll be not one to miss. So get your tickets now for that one. That will sell out real quick. For somebody who lost their Honda keys in and around Spruce Grove yesterday, someone picked them up. Just an FYI. And the Alpine Cafe is going to be doing a community garage sale next Tuesday. Weather dependent, between 3 and 6 p.m. I'll put that on your radar now. Yeah, community garage sale. Selling spots are closed. They've already been allocated, but that's coming up on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Also coming up, well, somebody lost a black Eau Claire glove coming out of the South Decker route. That's going to be under 20-something centimeters if it wasn't found yesterday, Danny. Sorry about that. But, oh yeah, we've got a couple birthdays today, including Josh Lokes' birthday. Josh, hell of a baseball and softball player. Happy birthday to you, Josh. Hope you have a wonderful day. And Jackie, you've changed your name. Is it Van Oosten? Oh, yeah, I forget. But Jackie, phenomenal lady. It is her birthday today. Wishing you a wonderful day and your best year yet ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've got some really interesting throwback facts for you from the always interesting Stinkies on the Stroll. It was on this day, you know, in 1860 that the Pony Express started. Yeah, that was the delivery service by horse and carriage that relayed information, you know, mail between St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the first mobile phone call was made on this day in 1973? Yeah, in downtown Manhattan by Motorola employee Martin Cooper to the Bell Labs headquarters in New Jersey. Yeah, I know. Yeah, 73. Crazy. Or did you know that Bobby Fischer was stripped of their world chess title, for refusing to defend it? This was on this day in 1975, so the title was awarded to Russian Anatoly Karpov. I know, yeah. Or in 1882, that Jesse James was shot in the back of the head by Robert Ford, yeah, the member of his gang. Uh-huh. Yeah, April 3rd, 1882. Wild. But here's a couple of Elvis facts for mortgage advisor and broker extraordinaire Sally Bennett. In 56, Elvis appeared on the Milton Berle show from California, and he performed Heartbreak Hotel. And it was estimated, well, along with Shake, Rattle and Roll, Blue Suede Shoes, it was estimated that one out of every four Americans saw the show. Wow. And then 4 years later, he recorded It's Now or Never, Fever, and Are You Lonesome Tonight in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. Or did you know that the Sex Pistols, who were then unknown, they opened for the 101ers in London in 1976. And the 101ers were like a pub rock band, but that actually had Joe Strummer in it before he left to join the Clash. Yeah. I know, you're welcome. April 3rd. Who knew? But let's give you your joke of the day today, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing. I don't know if you know this, but I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed. Yes, I know I need to work on April's Pick and Mix playlist on Spotify. I'll do that later today. We've got Powder Shred, but I am probably going to listen to some Barry Can't Swim and his track Woman off his album When Will We Land that came out last year. I love it. A slower number and a lot of feeling and emotion in that one. Woman is track of the day from Barry Can't Swim from Edinburgh. Aye. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up there because I'm just as excited to you to get some April Pow. So I will see you up there.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.